In our ninth podcast in the series, Why You Should Become a Christian, we will look at how Christianity has changed the world for the better. This is J.K. Jones with this episode of Thinking Out Loud. I'm an evangelical Christian who lives in rural West Tennessee with my wife and daughter. I'm an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America with an obsession for Christian theology, and this is my podcast. I was very ill as a young child. I had a young disease that left me breathless after walking a few feet, and much more out of breath when trying to run, climb, or jump. I was 13 before I began to grow out of it, but I had been through a lot before then. My illness always hit me hard when it came time for PE, physical education, class. That was when we divided up into teams to play sports. I was never the first one chosen for the team. I was usually chosen last. Everyone knew I would have little to contribute. My best contribution would be to just stay out of the way. Little League Baseball was and is more than a sport in Obion County, Tennessee, where I grew up. It's more like a religion. Parents had a lot to say about the makeup of the teams, and they organized the tryouts. I tried hard, but I was never picked to be part of the best team. I always wanted to be part of the winning team. Christianity offered and offers me the chance to be part of the winning team, to be part of the group that will make a real difference in the world. Christ Church proves to be a great influence today. Here are some of the ongoing accomplishments of Christians making a difference in the world. Operation Christmas Child impacts over 9 million of the world's impoverished children each year with gift-filled shoeboxes. World Vision, a Christian relief, development, and advocacy organization, assists more than 70 million children with their families and communities to overcome poverty and injustice. Southern Baptist Disaster Relief serves over 600,000 meals and purifies over 250,000 gallons of water per year for those devastated by disasters. Mercy Ships has performed more than 1.7 million medical services valued at over $670 million and influencing more than 1.9 million people as direct beneficiaries. MediShare has allowed Christians to give more than $275 million to meet each other's healthcare needs independent of healthcare insurance. Prison Fellowship partners with hundreds of local churches and agencies across the country to bring Christ's love to prisoners, ex-prisoners, and their families. World Changers uses teams of Southern Baptist youth to rebuild the homes and the lives of thousands of families impacted by poverty and tragedy. These facts do not mention the countless daily ministries of local churches all over the world that meet the needs of Christians and non-Christians alike. What more could you ask of an organization? Christ said of his church, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I'm finally part of the winning team. The church truly advances the gospel in word and deed now, not to mention the many things it has accomplished in the past. That fact is an important argument for the existence of the God of the Bible in itself. For more on the accomplishments of the past, see the books by D. James Kennedy called What If the Bible Had Never Been Written? And What If Jesus Had Never Been Born? Our next podcast will take us back to the world of philosophy to tackle what many call the greatest argument against the God of the Bible, the existence of evil. Until then, God bless.